I make no bones about it. Eric Church is my favorite country artist. He's also my favorite country songwriter, an unbelievable artist and songwriter. And I had a chance to spend some time after the show with Eric Church. We grew up about 10 miles apart from one another. Eric in Granite Falls, North Carolina, went to South Caldwell High School, home of the Spartans. I went to St. Stephen's High School, home of the Indians. And we competed in sports. And
I'm going out on a limb and say you didn't play sports.
Yeah, I did. Okay, Dallas. Yeah. But I went to the ball games and cheered. And Eric and I.
Oh, you were a cheerleader?
Our paths may have crossed at some time, but I didn't know him and he didn't know me. All right?
All right, I got you.
I was an athletic supporter.
Like, how you doing, man?
I'm doing very well.
Good talking to you.
I want to flash back to November 4th, the CMA Awards. Carrie Underwood setting you up for a performance of Mr. Misunderstood.
Yeah.
And she says Eric Church had a new album come out today. And yeah. I looked at my wife. We were watching together. And I looked at my wife and I hit pause in the DVR and I rewound it. And I said, wait a minute. Did Carrie Underwood just say... Eric Church dropped a new album today? I go on my smartphone and bam, there it is. Man, you know, as a friend and fan of yours since day one, was truly blown away that you were able to do this, really, with how many people? Half dozen to a dozen people knowing?
Half dozen. I mean, the label didn't know. So yeah, half dozen.
How do you keep that a secret?
Well, first of all, you got to go back to it wasn't something that we intended to do. I mean, it's really inspiration struck, and all of a sudden I was writing songs that I didn't anticipate writing, and I went in one day, I had, 14, 15 songs, and I went in one day at the studio, and I said, I tell you what, I'm just going to record the first one, my favorite one, and 10 days later, we had a record, and honestly didn't know what to do with it, so it kind of started from there, and for me, I mean, Cadillac, it was with every album, and you know this, there's always this hype. The label gets it, media gets it, critics get it, and the last people to get it are the fans, and I don't like that. I think that's wrong. I think that's backwards. I said, okay, let's play this on the CMAs and let's give it away to our fans. And we gave away 80,000 albums that night, and we let the fans be the mouthpiece. And I've not said a word until now. Let the fans be the mouthpiece for what it is.
I can't think of anybody, Eric Church, in the country format that has ever done something like this before. Beyonce's done it, a couple rappers. Yeah. You got to be the first man to ever do this, and I think it's so cool that you did it for members of your fan club called the Church Choir, more so than you did for the critics and media. The song I kept going back to, and I think it's a piece of art, I truly do, is your new song called Record Year, and there are so many metaphors in that song, and the one that got me, you're leaving, left me going crazy, I'm counting on a needle to save me. Now, where does my mind go with that? My mind goes to a needle, like a needle as in a syringe, like your escape drugs. That's your needle and your way out. But then you sing, I drop it in the groove, and we go round and round and down in a spiral. I don't know, Eric, that I have ever heard a song that is written as beautifully as Record Year, and I truly mean that, man.
Well, thank you, man. I very much appreciate that. The whole album was, it's hard for me. I've done this a few times, and everybody says, what is this album? What is it? And they're all like kids, But I can say that after a little time, it's my favorite album because it's the most, mature is a word, but it just, I feel it more than the other ones. The way we did it was less, it was unassuming. I have no expectations. I just know that I love the album, and I love what it says and how it feels. So it means a lot to hear that.
What do you have to say to members of the Church Choir here in Kix 115 Country in Atlanta that have been with you since day one?
Well, first of all, thank you. But I think that the reason we did it this way and the reason we gave it away to members of the Church Choir is that they've always really been the reason for this whole thing. And at this time, we showed them. I mean, it was... I'll never forget, I watched an interview of this old boy in Kentucky that was on either television or radio or whatever, but he got mailed the copy, and either the radio station or the TV station called him to ask him about getting the copy in the mail. And it was one of the most gratifying things in my career, to see this guy that just got the album that became the spokesman for this whole project. Because he was telling people that he was a big fan and why he was a big fan, and here's the record, and nobody knew about it, but he had it, and the world didn't. So I think that's what we've always tried to do with our fans.
Eric Church, Cadillac Dallas, Atlanta's number one for country. Send my best to Catherine, to Boone, to Hawk, your parents back in Granite Falls. Leading nominee for the ACMs. You're gonna clean house, man.
Thanks, Cadillac. It's always a pleasure, man. Always.